A conversation with the coordinator of the University of Kentucky's Veterans Resource Center today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, and this week for Tom Goodell. From its inception in 1865, the University of Kentucky has served as a supportive institution for uniformed men and women returning from military service to explore the next chapter in their respective lives. Today, the UK Veterans Resource Center has been established to continue the mission of ensuring that the transition to college is as smooth as possible. Anthony Dotson serves as the center's coordinator. Anthony, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you so much for having me.
Talk first about the long history that UK has with veterans.
Absolutely. It's part, actually, of the mission of the University of Kentucky as a land-grant university. In its founding, basically military training was included in that. So it goes back to our very initial roots, and that is part of its long history here. You look at campus, you look at Memorial Coliseum, Memorial Hall, all of those things are iconic and dedicated to the men and women who've served.
What sort of services do you provide for today's veterans?
Well, we focus on three main missions, if you will. Transition, of course, into higher education, and then retention and keeping them in higher education, and finally transition out into career paths. So we've been able to focus a little more on the latter part because we've been so successful with the second part, and that is retaining veterans. So I'm very proud of what we've been doing here at the University of Kentucky to keep our veterans in school to ensure that they graduate.
How has the mission changed over time with the modern soldier, shall we say?
Well, the mission is the transition into higher education, I should say, is unique for our veterans. I like to call them non-traditional students squared. They bring all the challenges that a non-traditional student or an adult student learner may bring to a traditional campus, but they also have the added benefit or detriment, whichever perspective you'd like, of having a military background and military service. And so what we find with transition is that the further away their military experience was from higher education and the tougher that transition becomes. So not all of our veterans struggle with transition, but some of them do.
What are some of the unique challenges that your office faces now as we move forward?
I think my challenges are not any different than any other department's challenges. Budgetary and money is always at the top of our list. We don't have a lot of resources dedicated to taking care of our veterans. So our challenge is much like yours. We're trying to find new space and more conducive to our mission. So we've been allocated some space in the basement of Erickson Hall, which is right next door to Funkhauser, in the basement. And so now we've raised about $415,000 in outside funding towards this new center. And we're still trying to raise more because the bill keeps going up. So we're over $600,000 now to renovate the space. So I think our biggest challenge resource-wise is funding. I think we have some other challenges with just education and educating our faculty and staff on campus as to who our student veterans actually are. Taking on preconceived notions and biases in the classroom, and we do have a little bit of that here, which adds a unique challenge to my office, I think.
When we talk about biases, can you cite an example?
Well, I think the easiest way to sum it up is that most civilians have a tendency just to put all veterans into one category or one box. And so when you do that, you're disservicing everyone because, our young men and women who serve our country today come from all types of backgrounds and all types of socioeconomic groups, all types of ethnic groups. And their motivation for joining oftentimes is actually to get money for college, ironically enough. So they've just gone about it a different way. They chose not to go into debt with educational loans. They chose not to put it on their parents, and they chose to pay for it on their own. And so now they're here, and a lot of them struggle in the classroom because they don't feel like they fit in. It's a traditional classroom environment. And I think the biggest mistake I think most of our instructors make or our faculty make is just putting them all in one box and saying, well, if you're a veteran, you must do this or you must, I've heard them tell me that, it's an all-volunteer force, so why in the world would you volunteer to serve in the military, to be in harm's way? So they sometimes have a hard time wrapping their mind around motivation for joining the military.
How do you get the word out about the range of services that you provide?
Well, we do a few things. Now, number one, we reach out to them immediately upon application. So when they apply to the University of Kentucky, they annotate on their application whether or not they are a veteran or an military student exiting. So we reach out to them, let them know that we exist, and let them know about our services. We also have a very active student veterans organization who keeps everyone informed on things that are happening within our office. So I think we do a pretty good job via email and Facebook and social media and just good old-fashioned word of mouth on letting folks know. Another challenge, in fact, is letting, again, faculty and staff know that we are here to not only be a resource for students, but also a resource for them. So if they're struggling with a student veteran in their classroom and don't know how to reach them or don't know how to help them, they can reach out to us as well. So I think that's actually been the harder challenge with us, is to educate the faculty and staff and the rest of the campus environment so that they reach out to us when they're having an issue.
Well, Anthony Dotson, thank you for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our guest today on UK Perspectives has been Anthony Dotson, coordinator of UK's Veterans Resource Center. A full podcast of our conversation is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.